What about the patient who's not refractory to lenalidomide?
So the patients who are not refractory to lenalidomide, I think we have, again, you know, four large phase 3 trials that kind of informs us to what are the potential combinations we can use. The ASPIRE trial shows both an overall survival and a progression-free survival improvement. ELOQUENT trial also shows an overall progression-free survival improvement. TOURMALINE trial, the follow-up is shorter, only shows a PFS improvement, but of a similar magnitude as the elotuzumab. But I think the maximum benefit we have seen, again, without comparing the trials necessarily, has been the combination of daratumumab, lenalidomide, dexamethasone. The difference between the two arms was considerable. Again, very short follow-up, but we saw some dramatic effect by using that monoclonal antibody, which I think, again, speaks to the fact that when you use a drug or a class of drug that patient has never seen, you're going to see the maximum benefit in terms of the depth of response and the progression-free survival.
What typically, outside of a clinical trial setting, is the strategy that you use in a situation?
So in somebody who is not refractory to lenalidomide, I think right now, again, all of these are choices, good choices. So the advantage of the ixazomib, lenalidomide, dexamethasone, again, as we talked about before, is a completely oral regimen, very convenient, needs to come back only once a month, and eventually maybe even less often. But at the same time, you know, if you have a combination of daratumumab, lenalidomide, dexamethasone, the progression-free survival is outstanding with that combination. So if somebody can come in once a week and get the infusion, that certainly would be an option. The combination of carfilzomib, Lendex too is very effective, but again, requires people to come back in twice a week to get the infusion. So a lot of it depends on, you know, what the patient wants from a logistics of who can bring them back every week. A young patient where I'm not that concerned about, you know, side effects such as cardiac toxicity, I would have no hesitation using carfilzomib. On contrary, maybe an older patient with significant cardiovascular comorbidities, maybe I would lean more towards something that is more gentle, either a elotuzumab Lendex or a ixazomib Lendex.
How about the patient who's not refractory to lenalidomide or a proteasome inhibitor?
So I think these are the patients whom I'm thinking, this is almost like a newly diagnosed multiple myeloma. The fact that they are not refractory to either means they have been off therapy for a period of time, which usually speaks to the fact they have a good biology. So these patients, I actually think about, okay, brand new myeloma. Maybe we could even use a combination like bortezomib Lendex. So a good example would be somebody who got 4 cycles of bortezomib Lendex, had a stem cell transplant, now went 3 or 4 or 5 years without any disease relapsing. Now, I might even consider going back to the bortezomib Lendex in those patients and maybe even consider talking about a salvage autologous stem cell transplant since the original transplant effect lasted for quite a period of time. So for these patients, I think the field is pretty wide open. Any of the triplets we have talked about can be used here. So a PI-IMiD combination, a monoclonal antibody-IMiD combination, both of them can be used.